cicadas and pinks are among the leanest, and they're the least expensive. So pinks are the most plentiful, so let's get a pink price. This is $8 a pound, which is a really good price.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you don't see that anywhere.
Anywhere. Totally sustainable. Moving on, a king is 18 a pound.
How are they caught? What makes them sustainable? Each one.
These guys are, you guys catch these with nets.
Gill nets.
Yep. Yeah.
Everything?
Yep, everything we have here, yeah. The only thing we don't use it for is for halibut fishing, but we don't ever catch enough of that to have some flash frozen.
Right.
So.
And where are you catching your fish mostly?
Southeast Alaska.
So, and there the runs are so plentiful, there's really nothing else running, and so they're not catching other stuff in the nets.
Yeah, there's no bycatch.
Well, it's also like the method, it's not conducive to bycatch at all, because we can adjust the mesh size to target just salmon or like even specific species of salmon.
Yeah.
So if something's smaller than that, they'll just swim through. If something's bigger, they won't even like, are you Becky selling it?
Oh, sorry.
I have your book.
Oh, cool.
What's
your name?
Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Our landlord owns Tillicum Place Cafe.
Oh, cool.
He gave that to us as like a apartment warming gift.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, he was like,
Paul,
you guys would probably appreciate this. It's about, it has
sweet
salmon in it.
Small world.
Yeah.
And I went to Taylor Seafood yesterday, and they had your book there set up, too. And I pointed out to the person, oh, that's who I'm meeting tomorrow. And he's like, oh,
that's awesome.
Really, really love you guys.
It's really nice to meet you.
I was telling her about how you're one of the only fish companies that sells keta.
Yeah.
And what are people's like reactions to it? I'm just curious.
There's some really bad reactions.
I know, because they're like, isn't that dog?
Yeah.
Isn't that chum?
They're like, oh, that's what they feed the dog.
Right.
It was just on sale in Montreal from BC, and the fishmonger was actually like, oh, you don't want that. And I was like, actually, I do.
You're like, that's what I'm
thinking. Yeah, I really want to try that.
Yeah. I know, well, some people have never heard of it, and then if you just describe the characteristics of the flavors, they're like, oh, that sounds good. I'll taste that.
You'd think that they'd be more open-minded considering the price point.
Yeah. Well, people are, never heard anything bad about it. Salmon, but if people have heard bad things, they're like, they don't want to touch it. They don't even want to hear you explain it to them.
I had love taking keta and putting it into a chowder, like slow poaching it chowder, and then telling people, like, what do you think? And they're like, oh my god, this salmon is so delicious. I'm like, yeah, that's dog salmon.
Yeah.
It was $4 a pound at Loki. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Is that sockeye?
I know.
I'm like, no.
No, I know.
Like, you're not going to put it on a grill, but you can put it in a chowder or smoke it, and it's delicious.
I put it on a grill, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you're hardcore.
Yeah. We had some fillets from like a 17-pound keta salmon this weekend, and they were like this thick and like this big, and it was like,
well, that could probably handle it.
Amazing!
But they're
pretty
lean.
They are. Yeah. I like put quite a bit of spice rub on it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like this needs to soak in.
Exactly.
Quite a bit.
And in a chowder, when you've got a lot of fat going on anyway, you probably don't even need all the richness.
No. And I put the fish in, bring the soup to a boil, and then put the fish in and take it off the heat.
People do generally really like sockeye because everybody at Loki Fish Company really likes sockeye. So we're always like, when they ask us what our favorite is, we're like, we like sockeye.
Yeah. They call this market the UN, the farmers market.
Oh,
because it's the most diverse.
Really?
I love that. That's great.
It's the most diverse. And I think, is this the first year they're taking EBT? Is it?
No.
They've done it before?
Yeah.
They don't call food stamps anymore.
Oh,
but the equivalent of it, they go get them at the info desk, and then they're actually running a special right now where you can give your ticket in, and it's worth twice as much here at the farmer's market.
I love that. They started doing it at this tiny one in Montreal. It's such a good idea.
Such a good idea. So you'll see a lot of people here spending their food stamp dollars here, which I think is incredible.
Yeah.
And so someone on a budget, getting the heated tails or these little tiny portions.
Yeah.
It's a good way to get some fish in your diet.
Is that the caviar down there?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, are
They're
those
big.
The big ones?
They're the big ones. And this is they use chum eggs for the salmon roe.